last time on Tales from Mox Ferry. With members of Gerlach's gang in prison, the demigods came up with a plan to bust them out using Brimstone's supposed background as a lawyer and Matthias Cromwell's status within the church. Upon arriving, they were surprised to find old companion Gambo in the middle of being processed, so they coerced the guards into letting him go and joining them. Next up, they met Mind Matt, who told them to meet Muscle Matt, who would lead them to the serial murderer wing of the prison. Muscle Matt ended up being a minotaur, and revealed that the section of the prison they're entering is, in fact, a maze.
Matt.
Does he have a name tag?
No.
Aw, okay.
Does not. Do they have badges?
Matt does not. Everyone else has. Everyone else you've seen has had some kind of badge or emblem. Yeah.
He's naked? He's just walking around, no clothes?
Really?
I mean, I guess Newegg is.
First of all, I wear armor. Second of all, I am wearing a torn prison guard's outfit like the Hulk.
Yeah.
Oh boy, that's right. Never mind. I'm sorry.
I'd like to point out that Gerlach wears a minimum amount of clothes.
Right, just right. Mm-hmm.
Brimstone wears clothes, right?
Brimstone wears like no.
He doesn't have a shirt.
He doesn't have a shirt. No shirt is a thing for Brimstone.
No shirt, gloves.
Unless he says otherwise. Your default costume, Brimstone. No shirt. Just like a cool pauldron thing. He looks like a Mortal Kombat character.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Like he looks like Shao Kahn and a dragon mixed together.
Milana is. Oh, of course we understand. She looks like she's just like a bird cage that's been draped over with a black cloth floating around. Mm-hmm. And now we know that she has long toenails that hang down. Mm-hmm. The cloth doesn't cover.
And of course, it is established canon that Azrael wears a $600 T-shirt.
Yes. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yep. Just a white T-shirt that costs $600.
Yep.
Correct. If he ever turns on his sun powers, you can't see anything. It's basically like looking directly at the sun, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Now that we know exactly what we're wearing,
heck yeah,
we can move on.
Very important.
And Matt is naked.
Matt is naked. Matt, yeah, Matt the Minotaur walks you through a giant maze. Newegg, you have no problem with it. Everyone else may have some issues if they really want to keep track. One thing that is slightly different that even Newegg, you're like, oh, this is kind of different, is you start going down. Most mazes, I say traditional mazes, are like one story.
Mm-hmm.
You start going downwards. So you come to multiple staircases and you go down probably about at least four stories. Yeah, we'll go with four stories.
Wow.
So you're like, you must be subterranean at this point, you assume. And then Matt opens up a door. This is the first door. He comes to a door. This is the first door you've seen out of this whole place. He opens it up. And you come into a pretty much pitch black room.
Does he open it like a normal door?
He does, yes. It's like a pitch black room, but there's a cone of light that falls down. And there is two chairs in the middle of the cone of light. You walk in. I guess not everyone has dark vision, though. People have dark vision. It's just a very plain room, except for these two chairs.
Who does not? Amber, I guess?
Yeah, Milana?
I think Milana has low light.
Yeah, I think I have low light.
Okay, you might. Or what about Brimstone?
I think Brimstone had low light.
Brimstone has dark vision.
Yeah. Okay, so
I taste everything in the room.
So you all are good. It's still a plain room. There's another door on the other side of this room, but Matt stops it, like, allows you all to come in if you want. And he looks to you, Gerlach, because I think you're the one that kind of spilled, like, what you're really here for. And so he looks to you, Gerlach. He's like, I can go get the suspects that you wish to question. And you may have a talk. And he like motions to the two chairs.
Okay. Do we take the chairs? There's too many of us to sit in all these chairs.
Only one at a time.
Well, what's special about the chairs?
You sit there and only the ones in the light can hear.
Huh. Wait, so these were like... So there's like two chairs are in the light? Like kind of like a spotlight almost?
Yep. Yeah.
And... Only the people in the spotlight can hear each other, and nobody else can hear anything outside of the spotlights.
Correct. So, yeah, you're right. Anyone that's not in the light cannot hear the conversation that's happening in the light.
Okay. It's almost like a telephone. Mm-hmm. In the way that like nobody else outside can hear what's the conversation that's going on in the light.
I guess you can think about it that way, yeah. But
can it, is it the reverse way around? This is what I ask Matt. Nobody can hear what people are saying in the dark.
I'll go with yeah. He's like, yes, correct. Okay.
So it's like, the way I'm imagining it is like there's the two spotlight things. Even though they're two separate things, the spotlight, being inside of them is like being in its own separate room.
Yeah, they're touching. They're overlapping.
They're overlapping. But it's like being in its own separate room. And even though you're both in the light and the dark, I guess. You're either in the dark or you're in the light. And it's basically like being in a different room where you can only hear in one room or the other.
Right.
Hopefully.
Yeah, and yeah, that's good enough. Yeah.
Okay. Who wants to sit in the chair?
I kind of think that since they would be my minions, that I should probably be talking to them to identify whether or not all these murderers are my minions. So is he just going to have like a line of murderers waiting to come in the room?
If you ask him about it, he's like, do you know who you need?
All your recent mass murders.
All the recent ones.
Okay.
Should have been a bunch of them brought in recently.
I will go get them. We can only do this one at a time.
Really? Only one at a time?
Yes.
Can't you get question 10 or so at a time?
This is not the way.
There's only one chair.
people can, you know, sit on the floor, stand, whatever, lean.
I am just following orders of Ulda.
Who?
Who's Ulda?
Who is this Ulda?
The one that raised me.
I remember him mentioning her, knowing that earlier, but like...
I think it's interesting. We think Ulda's her. Yeah,
could be anybody, actually.
Maybe it's like the vowel sound at the end. I don't know.
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
So the dude would be Uldor. Uldan.
Who's this Ulda person you keep talking about every now and then?
Ulda is the one that raised me. They are the one that oversees where we are.
Oversees where we are is kind of like
where do they live?
Being tracked on a GPS.
Where do they work? Where exactly is their office?
I do not know since I never left here.
How long have you been here?
For as long as I can remember.
When you say overlooks where we are, do you mean overlooks this specific area of the prison?
I do not know.
You don't know anything outside of this place, correct?
I know only here, and they kind of motion.
Were you ever a baby?
I do not remember being one.
Do you remember being a toddler?
I do not remember being one.
Do you bleed?
No. Do I bleed?
Yeah, just asking, just out of curiosity.
I need to roll, because I don't know if I'm rolling to see if they've been in a situation which caused them to bleed to begin with. Stuff comes out of my body when I am cut.
Okay.
I would assume that's bleeding.
Is it red, like blood?
No.
What color is it?
Green. All people, minotaurs bleed green.
And
they look at Newek like for confirmation.
No, that's not true. And I will cut myself and show him.
No, let me catch you first.
Wow. Let's all just descend upon you and start. Like, no, minotaurs bleed like this. And then cut.
Yeah, and if you cut his neck, it bleeds like this. And if you cut his leg, it bleeds like this.
And as you do that, Newek, you can see surprise on their face, right?
I think you're being lied to.
I think he's immune. Just
I think Ulda's been lying to you, Matt.
No.
I don't think
Ulda wouldn't.
Ulda called you a minotaur and said you were a minotaur. I can't even say minotaur, right? What the fuck is that? Minotaur.
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 Tor. Minotaur.
Just because Matt needs a different color.
Are you sick?
Matt, are there microchips in your blood?
Has your body been replaced by microchips and nanomachines?
What was the question before?
I said
the microchip thing.
Oh, I don't even know. I was like, are you sick?
Oh, are you sick? That's a good question. I am not. I am here.
Do you dream?
Can I examine him?
Yeah, as a godbound of like health or whatever the hell you
are. Sure. Does he dream? He's like, I have dreams. Yes. Yes, I have dreams.
Are they electric sheep?
That's obscure.
Thank you. That's right.
Very nice. It's a very Philip K. Dick of you.
All right. So what are you doing, Azrael? Yeah. What's going on?
I just kind of want to, like, going to be like, hey, Matt, I'm going to poke you a little bit. I'm not going to hurt you or anything. Just give me a sec.
I'd like to think that this whole time, Gerlach has been sitting in the circle of light, waiting for his first guy.
And hearing none of this.
And nope. And oh hearing none God. Of this. Yes. Just sitting there going, where's my murderers? And they can't hear me. So
for all the times that I have had to suture Nuek's wounds with magic, I feel like I have a good understanding of like Minotaur physiology, at least to some extent. So I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Like, what's your intelligence or wisdom? Which one's your best?
Wisdom.
Yeah, go ahead and roll wisdom. And let's do straight. Yeah, that's fine. If you, unless you have some kind of fact to give you a bonus.
I don't. I got an 11 versus a 7.
Okay. So you're poking around. So what's your goal, or what are you trying to figure out here?
I'm trying to figure out what he really is.
Okay.
Or if he is an actual Minotaur.
Yeah. So you're like poking around, and you know what a Minotaur is supposed to feel like. It sounds weird.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I have him lift his arm, and I touch the grandma flop or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. And after a while, like, they're just kind of looking at you strangely as you do this, but, you know, you all seem nice or whatever, and you see you're just poking Matt, and it's like you poke his butt, like, we're supposed to be really firm, like the gluteus maximus kind of thing, and it ripples, it, like, gives away and ripples, and you watch this ripple, and it goes it goes through his back and down his legs, like, it's like you poked a certain place where, it, like, his whole back this rippled.
Asriel made, like, Matt's ass clap.
Sorry.
I was thinking up and down, not side to side.
Undulating ass. We all see this. We're horrified.
It's rippling. It's like it's physical, right? It's like Matt is here. He shouldn't move like that. It's not an illusion. It's of like that sort. It's this matter of a Minotaur manner of that. Shouldn't move like that.
Mm. I'll tell Milana and see if she... I'll point it out.
Yeah.
Be like, hey, you know what the hell this is?
Yeah, I'm going to roll a knowledge as well.
You guys, I read a story like this. It's
knowledge,
gem,
booty.
Gem before. It's called... he's full of monster blood.
I rolled... My intelligence check is 3. I rolled a 10.
Okay. So what... Yeah, what are you... What does this look like? What are you trying to figure out, Milana?
Well, if it's not... magic, and if it's not an illusion,
is he like a shape changer?
What is wrong with the form? What is wrong with his molecules? Is he a liquid? Is he a solid? Is he gaseous? Is he plasma? What's going on?
He's a T2000.
So yeah, you're trying to figure this out, and like, you've been invisible. I kind of view it as most of the time you were trailing everyone, right?
Yeah, sure. I always usually keep behind and watching and observing,
and you're kind of looking at Matt, and you are kind of like thinking back in your head, like flashbacks of this, like trying to remember, like those observations as, you know, you're walking down there. Nuek's hoofs move a certain way. There's a certain canter to how a Minotaur walks,
okay,
right?
Sure, yeah.
You never saw Matt completely, like there's not the same foot action. No. Not the same exact foot action. You'd notice that like his hoof would actually kind of extend.
Okay.
Like if it's flat, when his hoof goes upwards and it's supposed to leave the ground, it would just kind of extend itself and then come back down and produce.
Is he made of plants?
Produce that sound.
Is he made of spaghettis?
No, he's not made of spaghettis.
He's made of jello.
Is there a creature or something that I have recognized in the
so it'd be
multitudes
like,
of information I've
right.
absorbed over the years?
You come to, I would think the best way to realize it, you've come to the realization you're in something and Matt is acting like a lure.
Matt, I told you guys. I freaking told you guys. We're going to go into a room and it's going to be Matt. Matt is going to be the room. And this is
Matt,
just...
Matt is like the light on top of
he's
the
anglerfish.
Fish.
Look. I get, huddle up, group. Huddle up, group.
Huddle group.
All right,
huddle
up, huddle digested up. Currently.
Can we get Gerlach out of the light? Because he can't hear us canonically.
Where's my murderers?
He's just been fuming.
Yeah, so
you go
exactly.
To,
Yeah, I pull everything there.
I put in an order for burgers like an hour ago.
This thing, Matt, he's like an appendage to whatever area we're in right now. We're inside of something.
Which does explain why he has such a dumbass name like that. We're inside a building.
Yes. Could you clarify what we're inside exactly?
It's some sort of being or entity that is only purpose I could probably is probably to digest us slowly and absorb us. For that is what these kind of creatures do.
Can I make it pregnant?
What's the thing in the back of your throat? Is that your ula?
The Abdullah Oblongata, yes.
No, that's your brain. That's in your brain.
Yes, the Abdullah Oblongata is attached to the back of your throat, which is connected to your brain. Duh.
So you're saying that Matt is the back of somebody's throat?
Sort of. That's good enough. Yeah.
Ula's throat.
Whatever. That works.
Oh, now I get the connection you're making. Okay, yeah. Whatever,
anyway,
the thing that raised
men. Well, we need to get out of here.
Anywhere. Are there murderers, in here?
So as you say that, Matt's like, you know, I shall go get one. And you see him walk towards the door, open it up, and
quote unquote like, walk. Yeah.
Yeah. He's just floating. He's like connected to the floor, moving around the floor.
Do I actually know any of my murderers?
Sure. You should have. Because like we all played them. Remember? We ordered a pizza. Yep.
I have the constant ability to tell where something is that I want to rescue from a place that I want to free.
Get the fuck out of here, then.
So, yeah, I'm just going to start running through my mental Rolodex of murderers going, nope, he's not here.
Oh, yeah.
Nope, he's not here. No, she's not here. Do I find any murderers in this
vicinity? Nine of them. Yes.
My own murders.
You feel, you get that presence feeling.
So they are here.
Nine of them are here. And, like, a little time passes, and then the door opens up, and there's one of your cult members, Gerlach.
Yeah, it only works for things that are being held or guarded. Mm-hmm, so, yeah. Great. Well, sit down in the light with them while you guys figure out what to do with Matt.
So, how's it going?
Sucks.
The murdering I'm at, do you? Are you still murdering?
I was until, like, a few days ago, and I'm here.
So... Did you do something stupid to get caught?
I was just following the tenets. I just did what
you... Yeah, but there was the whole tenet about not doing stupid stuff and getting caught. Did you reach up that one of the list?
I was doing torture, gather information, murder.
And were you framing Priest of Pelor?
I don't see that here in the tenets, so I'm going to go with no.
Wow. So, tell me about the murdering you were doing at the time you got caught.
Well, it was a paladin, and they were, you know, on their horse, and so I first cut off the horse's leg, and then it fell over, and
nice,
then
very nice.
I, you know, grabbed on and kind of bent his neck back and kind of pinched it, and they go into detail about killing a paladin.
And Gerlach's like, okay, well, that's pretty nice, very, very nice. All right, well, are they feeding you well in here?
No. There's weird green stuff that comes from the ceiling and goes into our mouth.
Oh, God. I can't hear that. But
some people pay good money for that. Be grateful.
What?
So they feed you with green drippings from the ceiling?
Something like that. It seems to have a mind of its own.
Does it hurt?
It tingles.
Are you full of it now? Have you been eating well?
I'm full of it, but I don't feel full. I feel bloated.
Does he look bloated?
I guess Gerlach would know that kind of stuff. Sure, yes. With Gerlach's trained eye, yes.
Don't all humans look bloated to Gerlach?
Yeah, that's what I was kind of thinking.
They do.
Yeah.
That is the. He looks. Does he look rounder than a normal human?
Yeah.
Hmm.
They really are replacing the bodies with nanomachines.
Well, all I'm going to say is if the opportunity should come that you need to get out of here, the opportunity should come for you to get out of here, just follow along.
Okay.
All right?
Oh, yeah.
Go, Skipper.
You know what's really hard, but I'm going to do it anyway? Self-promotion. That's right. I'm going to talk about Patreon. Geekspective has one, and if you sign up to become a patron, you'll get access to all sorts of cool Geekspective behind-the-scenes action like all of my GM prep for Shapeshift and the Warren of Petalgrove. Outtakes, drawings, and more! We even have tiers where you can get some sweet swag or play in a game run by me, Amber. Other than sharing our shows, leaving ratings or reviews, this would be an excellent way to help us out at Geekspective. So if you've been enjoying Geekspective shows and want to help us continue to make more and more cool content, go to patreon.com/Geekspective.
So what, do you motion for Matt? Or what? He's like,
yes, okay. Yes.
So Matt takes this person. He's like, do you want another?
Oh, yes, another, please. So, that one had lots of great information.
So Matt takes him away.
Wait, let's get in the light real quick.
I was going to say, Gerlach, do you want to tell us about the goopy stuff that's been going on?
Yes. Is there enough light for us?
It's very tight, but you could all comically probably like get into this light.
We all stick our heads in?
I would just like to point out that we are buying into this idea that the light that nobody can hear except for the people in the light.
I would agree.
They could have just made that up.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's true.
Yeah.
No, we have a lot of proof. You were crying silently for.
Well,
I was complaining. Time. That's for sure.
That's true.
Yeah, but
all right. But assuming
the creature that is the jail or whatever, it could still be listening.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Just because we can't hear and then they can't hear who
that's
is
very
the light,
true
doesn't mean that something else can't hear from both ends.
Right, but let's pretend we think that, I guess, so we can all have this conversation in the light. I will explain, and I was not privy to any of the goop green Matt stuff conversation, so I would like to explain that, they're feeding him from drippings of the ceiling, like algae or something. It sounds gross.
The more you hear about this
plus place. He got fat.
What?
Oh, I can't, he got fat. Look at him. Can you see him waddling out of here?
What?
Stupid humans.
They're forcing them to eat green goop.
They're fattening them up to feed in this monster cell.
No wonder other Matt didn't want to come in here.
Right?
That explains a lot now. That
explains a whole lot.
And then Chris was trying to give me squint eye when I was trying to get Matt to come into this room, into here.
Who knew that they're forcing people to eat goop in here?
Was this planned before I opened my mouth about this being a monster cell, a giant?
See, that's like the hallmark of a Josh game. You don't know whether you invented it or whether he already had it in his head.
I can show you,
and we will never know.
I can show you the timestamp of this Google Doc of when I typed what this jail is.
Yeah, I see.
Okay.
I just got to the point where I've just apparently have played in too many games of Josh's. And what if jail was mimic? What if?
What
jail,
if?
What if jail?
So
gelatinous cube.
As he returns, I assume my last friend Skipper.
Yep.
To his jail cell, I will use my ability to kind of bookmark.
Yep.
Mentally, where my minions are being held.
Yeah.
And then wait for another person.
Yep.
To come
another
in.
One comes in.
Is it a really one of my people, or is this a?
Yeah.
So far, I'm like, oh. Two for two
yep.
For my murderers ruling the murder roost.
Well, they're the most recent. That's what you asked for.
Right, yeah. Right. No, I think it's great. I'm, if I could take the corner of the market on mass murder in the community, that'd be great.
You're going to interrogate another one?
Okay. Yeah, same basic conversation. Trying to get a sense of what the building looks like outside of this room.
So that's what you want to ask him this time?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so same conversation, or however you want. But they go, they're like, we get put into stone. We get kind of shoved up into stone, and it just kind of molds around us and gets all wet and damp and moist.
We gotta destroy this place.
That was not exactly what I was expecting. I was expecting you to tell me you had a nice cell.
No,
lots of walking room.
My feet haven't touched the ground for 4 days.
And you've been living on goop from the ceiling.
I'm very hungry.
Wait.
And very bloated.
Oh, no.
I hate the phrasing of that, Josh. Please stop it. God.
I'm so hungry.
Yeah, that's pretty much, I think that's a better way. He's like, do you have any food?
Do I have any food on me? This is Gerlach, so probably.
No.
You got bags of blood, I guess.
Yeah.
When in this campaign has Gerlach ever carried edible food?
Yeah.
I mean, when he posed for a photo once holding bread.
That's true.
That's right.
I was framed.
Meanwhile, in the darkness, we can't hear anything, and we're like eating turkey legs.
Yes, we've pulled out our dungeon rations.
I will motion to Matt to take this one back. Tell the guy to keep up the faith. We had skippers, so this must be Gilligan.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So yet again, you all have a moment where Matt is not here.
What's up with that?
I explained the whole absorbing into the walls, feet not touching the floor, getting fed goop from the ceiling.
We gotta destroy this place.
Yeah, like I don't understand how he walked from building to building and didn't touch the ground.
Oh, they're all being held in this building.
Yeah,
right?
He was implying he's being held in this building.
Oh.
So for four days he's been in his moist stone enclosure.
Yeah, that sounds gross.
Eating green drippings and being bloated.
And not actually feeling full.
Does anybody have a turkey leg? We can throw him a turkey leg on his way out the door.
Fresh out of turkey legs as I
can't hear you.
Scoot some turkey legs under a chair. What kind of monster is this? Now that I've got more evidence, do I know, like...
Okay. You are fairly certain that you are inside a giant mimic.
Well, we started our adventures getting beat up by a mimic.
That's what I was thinking. Mm-hmm. I was like, I think I should do a reprisal, but this time it's fucking huge. And they're inside in it.
What happened to our mimic, Bucket?
He's still around.
Yeah.
He was with me through the whole adventure.
Uh-huh.
I say that generally he is with me. Mm-hmm.
So Bucket is with you?
If we kill something, I usually feed him little bits of it.
Mm-hmm.
Can Bucket talk to this big mimic?
I don't know if Bucket's smart enough. He's still pretty young.
What aren't Bucket's... I mean, mimics are freaking smart, aren't they?
Yeah, he's smarter than I am. They are.
No, that he is, but like the maturation process. He's probably like a mimic toddler by now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We can go with that.
You should see if he can communicate.
Yeah, pull out Bucket.
I can speak with any intelligent creature. Like, that's part of my word. So if I want to speak to the jail, I can.
Sounds great.
I mean, I don't know. Yeah. Are we ready for that?
Like, minute by minute, I'm freaking out here.
Yeah,
what
like,
goal
I'm...
of that conversation be?
I'm, like, on the breaking point of using one of my vengeance gifts to locate other Matt and then using him as a way to get out of here as fast as possible.
Yeah, I don't want to be in here much longer.
I agree with that, but what would I get out of that conversation?
Hey, well, I'd like to find out whether this mimic is enslaved or whether it's doing this willingly. If it's enslaved, maybe we could free the mimic and bust the whole jail out of itself.
Jailbreak the jail?
To be fair, it hasn't done anything malicious to us yet, so that could be a possibility, and I agree with Gerlach on that point.
That is in line with my tendency to collect evil Pokemon. So
and monsters, random monsters.
Yes, that's the
for Newek, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I'll go in a corner and try and talk to the jail. Pat a wall and be like, "Hey, bud. Hey, are you in there? You up? Why don't you talk to me for a second?"
As you do that, the wall ripples.
What kind of rippling? Like
aggressive.
Like it's just more like reacting to your touch.
You want me to come in?
And as you say that, Matt walks back in, and this time with no prisoner, and walks to you.
Oh, okay. So we're going to be talking through Matt. Is that how we're doing this?
I believe,
okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
What is it that you want? I see you know who I am.
Well, I mean, you are pretty goopy.
I would like to sneak out of the room and go looking for my murderers while you get the attention of the
consciousness. Okay.
Yeah.
You can roll stealth. It'll be +8 to obstacle.
+8 to obstacle.
Kind of hard to stealth around inside the thing that you're in.
If you're not touching the floor.
What are you talking about, Josh? Parasites do it all the time.
You just hover.
Being a skulk, does that count as a fact?
Yes,
for so I'll
give you +4 to that. So +4 to your roll, but your obstacle is +8.
And stealth would be a...
Dex.
Dex. 1 second.
Okay. Are you trapped, or is this what you want to do with your life?
Ulda keeps me fed, and I am happy.
Happy, or just, like, content, or, like, is there any wiggle room in that?
I do not think so. I am here. I grow big all the time. I am fed very well.
We can all hear this conversation, I assume?
Yeah, I would assume it's not, like, telepathic.
Yeah, no, you can hear it.
So, I don't, What are the chances that you end up eating us?
I, Matt, Mind Matt, told you you may come in and interrogate who you have had. And when you are done, you may leave.
Let's say, hypothetically, we wanted to take some people out with us. Do you think that could be arranged, or is that going to be an argument?
If you do not have permission from Ulda, it would be a problem.
So we would need to talk to Ulda. Is she in here somewhere?
No. But I can get them if you want.
I'll look over at the team. I mean, do we want that?
I am kind of curious who this Ulda is, but I'm also curious about what Mind Matt's connection with Mimic Matt is. Seems like there is sort of a connection between the two, or is it because he mentioned that there's another Matt, blah, 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 blah. And especially since Mind Matt has a key to this place. Like, he did the magic hand thing and then got the door to open at the to the Mimic, essentially. So there's clearly some kind of connection between the two.
Or is it even locked?
Or is it even locked? Who knows?
And then Matt, the big Mimic, is like, okay, yeah, come in.
Yeah. And then there's Ulda in the mix, who clearly raised Mimic Matt and whatever, and whoever that is.
Is your name really Matt? Is that what we're going with?
Yes.
Does Matt stand for Mimic as Terrain?
Oh.
Just ask.
That's good.
So, Josh, am I stealthing out of here? Under my prowling power ability, it says that I can use my ability to pass sight unseen against worthy foes, but they get a spirit save. So which would be easier for me to...
I will do the spirit save then.
Should I make a roll to see if I do it and then...
Nope, okay. I'll just do the spirit save.
Okay.
I passed unless Newick wants to... No.
I haven't rolled anything to bank one.
Yeah. Yeah, I passed.
All right, so it knows that I'm moving about. Mm-hmm. Can I get outside, or does it let me get outside?
You mean through the door he's been going through?
Yeah.
Sure, if you want.
I'm going to hope that it's distracting enough that even doing my best to be stealthy, but there we go. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to go look for the closest of my minions.
Sure, yeah.
To see what this cage situation
right.
is like.
Right, so as you open up this door, like... The hallway goes down, and then there's just like a wall that tees, but you can go around the tee, and it's like pretty much just a wall to block vision. After you get around it, you just see as much space as needed, you could say, of just all these prisoners just kind of hoisted up into these walls that look like stone, but they're all deformed, and it's just really moist back here. And you can just see like people are, plenty of them have the look of like giving up on life. A lot of them look bloated. Can see the green goop falling down on some of them and being pretty much force fed. I would even say at this point, you see one of the people, not one of yours, but another person, literally just burst, just explode. Ooh. And green comes out of them, and their blood and their organs just fall to the floor. And as it falls to the floor seems to just kind of raise up and encase it and bring it in down into as
nom,
if it wasn't
nom,
there.
Nom. So is it like dropping stomach acid into them or something?
Yep.
I was right. Wow. Monster blood, just like in friggin' Goosebumps.
So is the room itself, is it big? I mean, can I see like, oh, there's my nine?
Yeah, they're just kind of up there, just kind of hoisted up there and just kind of encased in slimy, molded stone, in quotes.
Well, I'll go back in the other room and go wandering around. Poking at the walls. Do they all feel like they're stone?
Yeah.
They don't like ripple when you push them or anything like that?
You're not saying sweet nothing stone on me.
Maybe that's my problem. I haven't tried to seduce the mimic yet.
So Matt kind of looks in Gerlach's general direction and then looks back to you, Azrael. He's like,
you know my secret. You know how they are held. You have time to talk with them.
Okay. So he doesn't, like, he wants to eat us because he wants to eat everything, but he doesn't, he's not especially malevolent otherwise.
You definitely got from this conversation, he doesn't want to eat you all because you have permission to be here. You're here on business to, you know, interrogate these people, and that's what Matt's expecting. Now, mentioning that, like, oh, what if we want to take them? It's like, well, Matt is expecting that you'd need to have some kind of permission if you didn't want to fight them.
Was our initial purpose to keep Gerlach's cult from squealing? Because I don't see that happening in this situation.
Yeah, so yeah, the goal is to rescue his followers before they squeal. Like, before they give up the key information that would kind of, you know, put it all together.
Right, who's going to come in this place and interrogate these guys besides us? Because it's big time creep show in here. And I mean, if we tell Matt just to, like, eat these guys quick, is that the easy way out, or does that hurt Gerlach's cult too much?
That would hurt Gerlach's cult. I would say if you let all of Gerlach's cult die, you will lose one dominion of generation next time you get dominion.
You've been generating dominion this whole time?
Yeah, I gave you last session or a session prior? Yeah.
Much as I don't like the idea of rescuing pathetic humans, I kind of feel bad since they're my minions. I kind of feel like I gotta get them out of here.
Yeah, I get it.
I don't know exactly how to do that, I admit.
Yeah,
but
I'm trying to figure out a way to do this too, and it's like,
maybe I should just start asking Matt if he has other needs other than food.
Yeah, go for it.
Seduce. Yeah, so
like, just please seduce the prison. seduce the prison.
You know what? I got a high charisma. That's what we're using it for. Okay. All right, let's do it.
Seduce the prison.
So, Matt, do you have any needs other than just food?
Luckily, I can say no. Out of character, I always view mimics as budding for reproduce.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, maybe. So they... Yeah.
They have a budding buddy.
Budding buddy.
Mm-hmm. You mean are you saying they don't have emotional needs? Come on.
Matt does not.
So my heist in hell ability allows me to identify something I want to steal and where it's located if it's being guarded. Mm-hmm. Or being held somewhere in a safe location. How about the mimic's brain? Does it have its central consciousness being guarded somewhere in this building?
No. It could be in mind, Matt.
I should have written that down. I'd be like, yeah, it was in mind, Matt.
Can I get any sense, whether it's using a miracle or something, of how I would go about murdering this entire freaking prison?
Mm.
Is that easier than stealing 9 people?
I don't think we can steal just 9 people. I think if we free them, we're going to have to fight the whole prison anyway. So, yeah, I'm wondering if I can figure out, and I don't know if there's a power that would do this. I haven't read through all of them again. It's been so long. Yeah. Can I get any hint of a plan by using a miracle on what it would take to kill this thing?
I have also an idea potentially where it's so many people have probably died in here. There's probably, I don't know if they're fully digested. Like, do the bones get digested as well?
Over time, mimics would digest bones as well, yes.
But I could...
It's not instantaneously, but over time, yes, the bones do get dissolved.
Well, and I just saw somebody, their guts drop out right just a second ago.
Yeah, so I'm thinking, I'll let John, you could do what you are going to do, but another option is, I think, like, overwhelming this mimic with just lots and lots of animated skeletons.
I wonder what the defensive structure of the inside of a mimic is like.
Probably horrifying. Release all the acid.
Release all the white blood cells.
Yeah. Like a bunch of more mats come out.
Should have written that down. Maybe it'll still happen if that happens.
Damn it. Sorry.
No, I already had an idea of if one were to go hostile.
Because the only way I can see to break my people out individually is I would have to go in there and climb all over the walls.
Well, we could
get to their little concrete cells.
We could always talk to Ula or whatever the warden's name is and see.
That's not going to go
well.
I mean, it may not, but it may be better than this.
Does anybody have any cool teleport abilities?
I can teleport.
I can sort of port.
No, I can teleport.
I was going to say, I thought I could, yeah.
I don't think I can teleport.
I can't take anybody with me.
Well, the thing is if somebody can teleport, right? If you recall what happened last time, somebody can teleport, but they'll have to do something to piss me off. And then if I wanted to, I can use my vengeance ability to like teleport as many people as I need to through your teleport ability. Like, even if you can't teleport somebody else, I can bring people with me. Like, if they're part of my entourage. I did that before with, like, a whole group of people into the safe.
it was just the five of us.
We had a whole bunch of people the last time it happened. Yeah. I can't remember what exactly the context was. I can't remember what we were doing, but I ended up teleporting myself, our party, and some other people who decided to come with us into the safe. I think it was the goblin.
Oh, yeah. It was the vampire stuff.
The vampire stuff.
Yeah.
And I had teleported a whole bunch of people with me.
Yes. Yep.
I can basically only teleport. I can teleport 100 feet, but nobody can be watching me when I teleport. Oh. Which we've always kind of said is that nobody can see me. Mm-hmm. So if I'm hiding in the shadows, I can teleport 100 feet to another spot where they can't see
me. But it might be a little different when you're inside a mimic.
Right. I'm thinking it may not be useful at all in here. Because while it can't see because it doesn't have eyes, it certainly can sense me.
Mm-hmm. I would agree with that, John.
Yeah, fair enough.
Why are you looking at me? Stop looking at me!
Can we make a call on what time of day it was when we left?
Whatever you want it to be, man.
As long as, because I have to teleport to natural sunlight. Up to 1 mile away.
Okay.
So, Josh, on my using a miracle to figure out what it would take to kill this thing, do you have any suggestions that would be worthwhile?
There would not be one singular move that would kill it, I think.
But there's not a brain that we should go find or a heart.
Oh, from that perspective, there definitely are vital organs in a mimic that would help kill it. Yeah, if you were to kill that kind of stuff. But also, this mimic is colossal, or if not bigger, right? So it would take a little doing, even going after one organ, you could say.
How big is this building?
So it's two stories high, and you're at least, you think, four stories below ground. So
I forgot we went down.
Yeah, so it's at a minimum 60 feet high, if not more.
I mean, we could try to have a conversation with Olda, and I don't think it'll go well, but I don't see I don't hear anything else that's gonna go well either.
It's
worst case scenario, what's gonna happen? We have to fight the mimic anyhow.
The worst case for me is that they're gonna know who we are. So we have a conversation with the head warden and say, hey, this is us. We're the evildoers. And by the way, we'd like to break out all these members of this cult.
Yeah, but you are Matthias and I am Azrael.
That's true.
We can still politic our way into that. Why don't we ask Matt to stop digesting your serial killers for a sec in case they get released?
Our mimic's organic in the sense of this stone isn't really stone.
Right, correct. They are organic, and it's mimicking stone.
God, we could just bust a hole.
But it doesn't really have
this.
The consistency of stone?
Yeah, it has the consistency of stone.
But it can ripple and change at will, right?
Yeah, and no one's really tried to smash it.
No.
But from your, Milana would know this, that a mimic can look whatever, right? Chests, whatever, and it can feel like that, but when it comes to smashing time, it doesn't break stone or wood or whatever. It's organic, going...
Look, we could just tunnel ourselves out of here. If we can concentrated force effort into a section of this using skeletons and the raw power that is Newek, we could bust a hole in the side of this.
True.
Yes.
I mean.
But how long would that hole stay open until it closes?
That's why you cram it full of skeletons.
I guess the point is that we don't have to do that yet. We can go talk to...
But Amber wants to make a cyst inside the mimic.
But I'm going back to Gerlach's point. Why would we want to talk to... Why would we want to compromise? I mean, I guess if we bust out, we've already compromised ourselves anyway because it's these people came in to interrogate and then now they're all gone with these exact 9 members of a cult.
And it doesn't help that Brimstone never really goes in disguise. He's always Brimstone the blank.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm. So
I would say, if we can do this quiet and not loud, it's probably better.
Well, we could make the case that we need to take those 9 because they've been implicated in an anti-pope plot and we need to interrogate them back at our headquarters.
Okay, there you go. All right. Which is reasonable. Summon Olda then.
Yeah. We want to go talk to your mama.
So, yeah, you tell Matt you want us to talk to Olda. And Matt is like, they will be here soon then. And you feel the whole jail just kind of vibrate. And you feel this low tone run through your body. This low frequency just going through you. And after a little while, you see this gigantic, it's like at least the size of Nook, if not bigger, hooded figure with massive arms as thick as barrels with chains wrapped around them as they walk this kind of down the slope of what would be the jail as the jail is parting itself to allow Ulda to enter. And now you've come across the demigod of command, constraint, and interrogation. And we will see what happens next time.
Are we gonna have a command off?
Yep. No, you do it. No, you do
you
it.
Do it.
Why are you hitting yourself? Stop hitting yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
You stop hitting yourself.
I'm Josh Long. You can find me at Evil DM Josh. You can find this great show at anywhere you get your podcasts. Also at geekspective.com. Where can they find you, Brother John?
They can find me at home, lying in bed, nursing my wounds because
that's right.
Because I ache in my face area, and it sucks. And also, they can find me on Twitter complaining about it, maybe on that drawer or at monochrome_guy.
Where can they find you, Amber?
Yeah, I'm on Twitter at Rocket Orca, and lots of shows on Geekspective. So go to geekspective.com, look up Shapeshift, Red Mage, Blue Mage, Tabletop Babel, The Warren of Polo Grove, Bringing Owls to Athens, all that stuff. Go look at it. Go watch it. Good night.
Where can they find you, Dave?
Whenever your heart is black and you wish upon a moonless night, I will be there. But if you want me on Twitter, you can find me at Steady Minotaur. I mean, that's enough contacts. Like, Black Heart, Moonless Night, and Twitter. Like, what
they
else
can
you
also
want?
send you an email at owls.
Yes, at owls at Geekspective. Yeah. Send us your life advice and questions, and we will answer it on an upcoming episode.
Where could they find you, Chris?
I do not exist.
There you go. Except in your heart. And where can they find you, John?
Well, you could find me at Twitter at CrosswaysGM, but I don't exist either.
Oh, my goodness.
I am an illusion at this point in my life.
Except for Tabletop Babel.
Yes, which I haven't done much with in a while. So.
I like your episode, though. And that's it. Or I'll say bye.
Thanks for listening to Tales from Moxferry. If you dig what you heard, leave a review, and more importantly, tell your friends. That is the best way to help us out. If you'd like to help out even more, become a patron at patreon.com/geekspective. If you'd like to see how it's all made, join Josh every Sunday at 8:30 p.m. EST on the Geekspective Twitch channel for GM Prep. You can catch a live stream of Tales from Moxferry every other Saturday on the Geekspective Twitch channel at 6 p.m. EST. I want to thank Rudy Basso for editing the podcast and for making the opening recap. If you need someone to edit your podcast, you can find him on Twitter at Rudy Basso. I also want to thank Rob Anderson for making the kick-ass theme music. If you want him to make you some music, you can find him on Twitter at Potentially Rob. Thanks for listening. Catch you in 2 weeks or less.